Hey friends, welcome back to our channel. I am Lori.
And I am Michelle, and we're the twins from PurelyTwins.com, and we're super excited today's video because we are talking about fitness. Something, if you don't know, it's something Lori and I have a strong passion for. We are fitness coaches. We came out of a background of being obsessive over it, now found a balance with fitness, and we really are here to help other women learn to see their bodies the way God has created them, to not struggle with fitness, to not struggle with their body. Over on Instagram, we asked you guys all, what is your biggest struggle or challenge around exercising, around your fitness? And we were overwhelmed by the response, but a majority of people replied to us saying, energy, not feeling like it, just the idea of like getting started with the working out and staying consistent. So we're gonna be addressing that in today's video. So if that sounds good, stay tuned.
All right, so before we dive in, we just want to say hi again, welcome. We're so thankful to have you here, for you clicking on today's video. We really hope you get something out of it. If you really enjoy talking about fitness, go ahead and give this video a thumbs up, letting us know that you enjoy topics like this, so Michelle and I know where we can best serve and help you. And if you're new to us, welcome. Again, we're the twins. We're so thankful to have you here. And make sure you subscribe to our channel so you don't miss any video from us, because we have a lot more coming your way.
And if you're listening to this over on the Lori and Michelle podcast, again, hello and welcome. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would love for you to consider subscribing, and it really would help us out also if you could leave us a review. We love not only hearing from you guys, but as Lori said, let us know what you guys are interested in and what topics are best serving you. Helps our show get out to seen by more people. So again, we appreciate it. We could not do this without you, so thank you.
Amen to that. We can't do anything without our Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for this platform. Thank you for being here with us, Lord. Thank you for using Michelle in this way, Lord. We pray that those that are watching this video get something from it, that you touch their hearts in some way, reveal something to more into their hearts, that their hearts and eyes are open, and that they can start their journey of faith and fitness with you today.
So I'm just looking at my notes. I wrote down just some things, key words that people said back to us around, again, their biggest struggle with exercising. A lot of it was geared to just the energy to get started. So starting, being consistent with it, were the biggest things. A lot of women also mentioned they are busy and they're feeling tired all the time, and they also have kids. So they all just, the idea of seem to be struggling with just getting started. So that's kind of where we're going to be focusing on. We're also going to give a little bit on tips on being consistent. Lori and I might do a future other video around more topics on that, plus a lot more around fitness that Lori and I have just, this has spurred new things in us that we want to share with you guys. Like we said, we don't want you guys to struggle. Thank you, though, for all that of you that did message us on Instagram. It really helps us out, because we're here to help you. We're here, like we said, we don't want you to struggle.
We want to say thank you for being so brave and letting us know what you're struggling with. That's so important, yes. And we're so grateful to do that, because
it's like there's no shame here, like, because we've struggled at all spectrums with our body and fitness. So we understand where the frustrations can come from, but we've also learned a few things of how we've been able to get started, and therefore been able to stay consistent for so many years. And we think there's a few things, that angles that you might not looking at, that could help you along your journey.
First things first, we wanted to mention, it's by the grace of God that Michelle and I can exercise. It's by the grace of God that we've been able to be so consistent with taking care of the bodies that He gifted us. It's the grace of God that's been able to help us with everything. It's the grace of God that also is there to help you and do it as well. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't already watched Michelle and I's video, we did another video of another thing that you might be doing that's kind of like stalling or putting a big hurdle in your fitness journey. So make sure you go and check that out. It was another big opener for Michelle and I and other areas of our lives, and reflecting back, that really helped us and helps us moving forward on top of God's grace. So make sure you go and check out that video. But God's grace is so powerful. We wanted to start off with that, because without God's grace, it's more challenging to do things. By the grace of God that allows us to wake up, to move our bodies, and to actually do it. So your question is, that we saw a lot of you guys saying, is that just the idea of getting started. And so since Michelle and I been working out for so long and have been able to be consistent, but looking back of how we just got started, you just do it. And one thing you do notice in the Bible is that Jesus required a lot of the times His disciples and the people to participate in what they were going to do. It's not just sitting on the sidelines. You have to get up and actually do it. So it's that, you know, Nike slogan, just do it. Like, it really is. Mm-hmm. You just have to do it. But on top of just doing it, I think what Michelle wants to get at next is that we all go in with the wrong, I think, mindset about just doing it, because of the generation of fitness has been portrayed over the years, that you have to sweat really hard to make it count. You have to be super sore the next day to make it count. You need to do all this cardio, you need all this stuff. So I think that's also what conflicts people with the idea of just starting.
Yeah, I think going leaning in also to point number one as well, the grace and being consistent. I believe Lauren and I talked about this in a previous video, but consistency doesn't mean perfection. And I think also living in God's grace, understand that we are empowered through His grace, we live in His grace. It takes that pressure off, and going into the ways of the world, so many, especially I think a lot of us, and this is what Lori and I did, and let us know if it's how you look view the fitness world. You look at people who their job is fitness, they're a fitness model, or they get judged on their body appearance. That's just the industry they're in. So a lot of us are looking to these people, these fitness experts, when it's like it is their job. So they have a different mindset. Even Lori and I's fitness coaches too. Like, we have a little bit of a different mindset when we look at fitness, because when we view ourselves as a job, we know we have to show up. Just like with any job, you have to show up, right? You have to do it. But just keep that in account too. Like, just make sure when you're going to looking at someone, being like, I don't know their mindset around fitness. I don't know their mindset around health. I don't know even their faith views. Like, there's so many factors that go into someone sharing their life, and especially fitness people online. But you have to remember, you might be judging yourself along someone who's been doing this for 20 years.
Yeah.
So it's already in them. It's already in their habit. It's in who they are. It's who the hell they see themselves as, someone who works out. So please be careful when you're going about looking and you see all this fitness, and there's a lot of people that are coming and sharing about fitness myths and stuff like that. And I think it's good, because I know Lori and I had the mindset of, we don't work out for an hour, and we don't sweat, count. It doesn't count. We have to go back for another workout, or we have to restrict our eats. And I know we've shared our journey along the years of that. So I just want to say, first, be careful. Not first coming from the understand, everything comes through God's grace. But also remember, be careful how you're viewing someone online, because, again, I think so many of us put the pressure that we have to do this. And that's why you don't get started. Because you're already putting your standard way up here, your expectations. So when you can't even do anything, can't even stick to a 20-minute, 30-minute, whatever workout for 5 days a week, then you just feel like doomed and you don't even get started. So I'd say just be careful on how you're viewing and how you're looking at people online.
You have to realize those are myths. You don't have to be super sore the next day for it to count. You don't have to do cardio for an hour to make it worthwhile. The biggest thing Michelle and I want to get across for those of you that are still struggling with just the idea of getting started on moving your body, getting started on exercising, is that you have to change the way you view exercising. And to us, that's when God comes in, at least for us. He has shifted our views of exercising. You're exercising for Him. You're not exercising for the world anymore. And that's one thing that might help you along your journey of getting started. And then on top of that, realizing those are myths. You don't have to do all those things. Just 5 minutes a day or 5 minutes every other day to get you started is a great place to start. Michelle said, stop looking at somebody who's been exercising for 20 years and being like trying to be them when you're not them. You're you, and you're beautiful, and you're unique in your position. And God wants to do a personal touch on your life, on your fitness journey. And that if you see it more that He's there with you and He wants to help you get started, but it's through His grace that will help you get started. Lean onto His strength to get you started, and asking for Him to help you, but knowing that too, that, oh, I can just start here. I don't have to be there yet. I can just start here.
Yeah, the thing I told a lot of the women replying back to, I said, well, just do 5 minutes. And so many of us come from a world of more, better, do this. So it's hard to think just 5 minutes. Like, so you're already going the attitude, that's not going to work. So we're inviting you to drop all things kind of around fitness and start saying, you know what, I just want to take care of the body that God gave me. I want to be more grateful for my body. And I understand 5 minutes is really better than nothing. Yes, there's so much science and studies down there on the benefits of working out. For your mental health, for your bones, your joints, just your overall well-being. Don't tie, though, your performance and what your body looks like, though, to your overall happiness and things. That only comes from God. Trust us. Lori and I have gotten to our leanest, and we weren't happy. There's still something off. So don't have this ultimate goal like you think when you get to this body that also, or that you stick to this 20-minute perfect plan of exercising, that's going to be your end-all to all your problems. No, you didn't. You just see, as Lloyd said, you need to see exercise differently. That it's just a way for you to take care of your body, to have the energy to do the things. And I know a lot of women also mentioned they just don't have the energy to get started. And I asked them, well, is your overall energy okay, or is it just around working out? And most of them, it was always just around their workouts. And
so I think, is it really the energy, or is it more just your feelings towards working that's making you feel like you don't have the energy to work out?
Because we don't always have the feeling and the energy to go work out. Like I said, like, we do it, yes, we're fitness trainers and we film workouts for our clients, but we also, it is a way we have shifted our mindset. It does help us feel a little more like ourselves. It does help us feel stronger in who God made us to be.
So adding on to the feeling, so as Michelle said, even for us, and you've talked to other fitness people, you've probably seen them too, I don't always have the motivation to go work out, but they do it because A, it's become a habit of theirs. So you also are training your body that this is just a habit of yours now, that you're gonna take these 5 minutes out of your day to take care of the body that God gave you, because it gives you more energy or allows you to shift your feelings and emotions through your body. So you can process things as well. And for us, Michelle and I, we also now use it as a way of worshiping and growing closer to God. So just know you can't always base off, oh, I don't have the energy to go work out, as an excuse not to go work out. Because again, you're probably going in with the idea that you need to work out for 45 minutes. You have to sweat really hard. You have to be super sore. None of that has to happen for you to get something out of exercising. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you're in it for the long haul, not that you're in it just for a short-term fix. But just know that it's not for short-term, it's for the long-term, and you're making it a habit, and you're not gonna be basing your decisions off your feelings. Because what are our feelings? They're there all to guide us and teach us and learn more about things, but we can't base everything off our feelings.
Or we get anything really done.
Right.
Another thing too is, like, going back to the, like, your building habits, that's why I told us women, just start with just 5 minutes. So we encourage you, if you're struggling just to get started or sticking to an exercise program, start working on your view of exercise and the view of your body. Invite God in, but really just start looking at, you're forming a habit. And that's why we say just start with 5 minutes a day. Do not worry about trying to get to 20. Don't worry about this and that. Just stick to 5 minutes and do that for months and months until it, like, it is a habit for you. Then you can maybe work on increasing the time.
Yeah, and if you need more of, like, a plan to do that, if you're somebody who like wants a set plan, we have a beginner's program inside our Move Faithfully membership called Move With Faith, and it was designed for just that. Designed for short workouts. I believe they're 8 to 10 minutes long. We invite God in, we pray together. So it's designed to help you make it a habit.
So to piggyback off Lori there, having God and inviting him into our fitness plan and having a plan, with the idea, again, remember, we're not for perfection, but we have a plan, because a plan does help you get started. Actually seeing something, writing it down, like, it does help you see that. And I think going back, and if you add in that you're viewing it differently, you're not just viewing, I have to do all this stuff because I don't like my body. You're doing it, no, I'm doing it to take care of myself. I'm going to feel better. Really, and you have to probably tell yourself that all the time when you first get started, to remind yourself of why you're doing it. But we also find, like, so having a plan, and if you can have a set place, it does really also help. And you know, like, that's your place. So you're in the mindset when you're in that place or you're in the certain clothes, you're in that mindset. This is what I'm going to do. This is my focus now. So that also really helps. And I know a lot of you guys mentioned you have kids. We understand Lloyd's kids, especially when they were younger, like, they would jump all over us. You know, now if we work out and they're around, they're calling us for things like that. But that also has helped us not be obsessive about it. So it's like,
and not make
embrace
it an idol of our body or how much we're exercising. Or you going boasting, oh, I have 5 kids, but I always get my 30 minutes. You know, like, that's the boasting that we should not be doing. That's not encouraging one another at all. We're, as a body of Christ, if you're a believer with us, like, we're here to encourage one another.
We'd say embrace those times when life distractions pull you from not getting a perfect workout, because that helps keep you humble, helps keep, remind me I'm not to idolize my body. I'm just grateful I got to move my body for the 5 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever it was for you. It helps us shift more in that perspective. So learn to embrace it. But Lori also has workouts and program where Lori does her workouts with the kids. They're short, like 5, sometimes up to 10 minutes long, just fun silliness.
And it's just really like moving our bodies. It's not even like true actual workouts just yet, because, you know, my kids are still pretty young for that, and I'll continue to teach them and encourage them to move their bodies, because God designed us to move.
So just focusing on that, having a plan helps, having a place. embracing when things go throw you off course, not judging yourself because you feel like you're failed, but just learning to embrace, like, that's just life. We all have those moments. We all go through different seasons in our life when there's more things distracting us or pulling us away. That's why we say just focus on 5 minutes. Trust us, if you do that for a whole year, you're going to be a totally different person if you didn't do anything. And you just kept living in the cycle, yes. Setting the bar up here and not doing it. Setting the cycle. But if you just said, I'm just going to do 5 minutes, I'm not going to have any expectations, just going to have fun, I'm going to do it 5 minutes in this spot, this time of day, if you want to pick a time that helps you too, like, and just go for it. And just and don't put expectations, like, just truly honest voice at the beginning. You are in a unique spot and a unique season of your life that fits you. Don't compare your workout schedule to someone who doesn't have kids or who doesn't have a totally different work schedule. I think that's something also important to take. You gotta find what works for you. That's why Lloyd and I love home workouts. We keep them short and we have different times, because sometimes we have more time to work out or we feel like working out longer,
right,
versus other days we have no motivation and we do this instead. So just keep that in mind. And the last thing I would just want to remind you of that I mentioned to a lady, we know, Lloyd, our type of workouts are not for everyone. Not everyone enjoys intense HIIT type workouts, a lot of core work.
Or using, you know, dumbbells and stuff like that.
So we understand. So what I want to get across is you also might be struggling to stick to getting started to a workout program is because you're trying to do something that you don't like doing. So of course you're not going to have motivation to do it. You don't like it. So there's so many different ways to move your body. And you might be someone, variety is what you need. You need to, you know, run here, swim here, dance there, cardio, burpees there, like whatever it is for you. Like, don't get stuck on that. Because you're not doing that doesn't mean you're not getting a good workout in, or vice versa. Like, we have learned to embrace, because we used to be those girls like, no, that's the only way people should work out and they're doomed if they don't. So God has humbled us and to see that, no, all movement is great. Every body is great. Everybody has a different schedule and different needs and desires and goals and health issues that they're struggling with. We know a lot of people have a lot of health issues, so they can't work out a certain way. So we all need to learn just to really learn to hone in on what do I need for my life, for my health, what fitness will work for me right now, knowing that in 2 years, 5 years, it could change. And that's okay too. We hope these tips have helped you kind of just view how you might be putting all this pressure on yourself when you don't need to.
Yeah.
We hope this has helped release some of that pressure from you, so it helped you get more motivated to start working out.
And also ask yourself the question, you notice yourself struggling with exercising or struggling with getting started, ask yourself why. Who are you working out for? And that might shift everything for you as well. Are you working out for the world? To get liked by somebody? To feel like popular in some group? Or to be accepted? Whatever it is. Or are you working out for the Lord? The Creator who made you? And it's
a way that you're pretty amazing.
And you're just doing it to honor Him and to honor the vessel that He entrusted you with and see it through His eyes. And that's something else that's really helped Michelle and I shift and evolve, and something we encourage our clients as well, is always making sure who you're working out for. So if you catch yourself struggling, ask that deeper question. It might sting a little bit, might convict you a little bit, but know it's a good one, that it's helping you see things and view things, because our world has really, the enemy, Satan, has really gotten into different parts, and especially the fitness industry, and just twisted things, turned things inside upside down, got people all confused, got people totally divided over something like this. When we just go back to the basic of just moving your body, doing it to glorify God, having fun with it, not being obsessive over it, but being grateful for it, it truly, truly does change.
And it takes
it.
Time.
Yeah.
Remember to live in grace. And we love you so much, and we hope this has inspired you on your fitness journey. Again, if you want to come along, and Lori and I's home, but we pray, we worship, we listen to scripture, we move our bodies for the Lord, we get stronger spiritually and physically. Check out, you get a free workout, you get a preview of it. Check it out at the link down below to get a preview of our Move Live Fellowship. It is workouts for Christian women who don't have a lot of time. Our workouts are short, who want to be physically fit still and take care of themselves, but not be obsessive over it. You want to still want to glorify God, and they still want to grow closer to God. They understand the importance that it starts there. Come join us. Check it out. You get a free, like I said, it's all free, to make sure it's the right fit for you, because again, it is not for everyone. and we only want you to invest in things that are meant for you and worth your time. We're not here to waste anyone's time or money. So make sure you check it out. The link will be down below. Or if you're listening over on the podcast, make sure you head over to the show notes. Again, the link will be in the description.
We love you guys so much. Thank you again for all the ladies who gave us the feedback and
yes,
the questions.
We hope this served
you. We really
you.
Helped you. Just thank you for being here, being part of our community here as we're all getting fit and healthy for our Lord. And we love you guys so much. And if you have any more questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'll be back with much more.